Welcome to the Journal Hijabi podcast. I'm your host, Sirin, and here we're all about elevating the voices of hijabi women in mainstream media through authentic storytelling. Without further ado, let's begin the episode.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey guys, it's Serene and welcome back to Journal Hijabi. And if you're new here, Journal Hijabi is a platform where hijabis can be themselves, speak their truth, and tell their stories. So you get to hear about hijabis from hijabis and not from the internet. So I put a couple questions together to kind of structure this interview process. And basically, I'm going to be asking myself the questions. So here we go. The first question is, describe your first memory with your hijab. I personally have different memories in different times that shape the way I wear the hijab and the way I think about the hijab and the influences I have from it. My mom would wear it, her friends would wear it. I would have some friends who already wore it. It's kind of something I've always seen at the beginning. Deep down, I knew that someday I would wear it. That's like the beginning of the memory of the hijab, of being surrounded by it. A Muslim girl really takes into consideration wearing the hijab when she hits puberty. When I hit puberty, I did not feel mentally ready to wear the hijab. And I actually didn't end up wearing the hijab until like 3 years after. It's such a random story. Like, it's so random. But I love it because it's like a story to remember, and it's a memory, and it's something I'll always like know about. This was the last week before my sophomore year of high school ends. I literally put on the underpiece, and I remember it was like a greenish olive hijab. I literally just threw it on, went on the bus, went to school, started getting the stares. It felt weird. I showed up in every class with the hijab, and I was honestly thinking about like how the teachers would look at me, because the day before I wasn't wearing anything on my head. So I thought they would be like, what are you doing? But honestly, none of them really noticed, I guess, or maybe they just didn't want to say anything. I guess that was that. But it made me comfortable that they didn't like look at me weird or ask me any questions or confront me about it. It kind of just fell into place, and that's what I like about my story. I was so comfortable, it was so open, it was so free. Let's move on to the next one. What's a misconception people have about hijabi women? There are many misconceptions. I mean, people ask me all the time if I get hot in it. That's like the most question out of all questions that I get asked. It's mostly guys, to be honest, that ask me, which is weird, but I literally get it asked so much that sometimes I'm like, I change my answer every time, and now it's just became a joke. So I would say that misconception. A big misconception people have is that we don't want to wear the hijab, and that we were told to, that it wasn't our choice, and that we don't feel free or liberated. Like, think about it. Has a hijabi ever came or told you, like, did you hear those words out of a hijabi's mouth? I would say that statement really just ties into what the internet and what the media and the news says about us. That's what other people think and say about us. So would you believe what other people say about us, or would you believe what is actually coming out of our mouths? Overall, what does the hijab mean to you? I love this question. Like, I'm literally smiling while saying it. I just want to jump up and down. The hijab, when I actually sit down and think about it and see myself wearing it, like in pictures or in the mirror or putting it on, I'm like, this has so much meaning and power. When people ask you, like, tell me a little about yourself, I automatically think of the hijab. That's one thing that's tied into me as a human being. I could never not think of it as being a part of me. How does your hijab empower you? The hijab empowers me, like, period. It empowers me in many ways. I put it on, I step out of the house, and I automatically feel empowered. I wear it in public, or I enter a class and I realize that I'm the only woman with the hijab on. I automatically feel empowered. That's it. That's exactly how the hijab empowers me, like, period. What advice do you have for young girls about wearing the hijab? Not to listen to what other people say, and the only thing that matters is what you say and what you feel about it. Surround yourself with people that encourage you even more to wear it. That's the thing, because you have to be already encouraged and wanting to yourself. Like, you have to be open about the idea, like, happy about the idea, curious. Practice, you know, practice wearing it. I watched a lot of hijab tutorials on YouTube. Take your advice from your mom. Surround yourself with good, like, support system. And remember that at the end of the day, the only opinion and choice that matters is yours. What's the craziest thing that someone asked you about the hijab or told you? I think back to a day where I was in Austin with my friends, and I don't know if they'll remember this, like, if they're listening to it. We were at a Dunkin' Donuts across of UT Austin, and there was this guy working there, and he asked us a question. I don't even know if it was a question, but it was more of a statement. I just remember it because, like, I loved what he said. It was never something I've heard before. It wasn't something mean or negative. He said that one day he wants to invent a hijab that's like cooling, that, like, cools us, like, during the summer. I don't know if it was some type of fabric or whatever. And I was like, oh my God, you might end up on Shark Tank. And we were just, like, laughing, and it was just sweet. So I don't know if that's crazy, but I guess it is, because it's like, I never expected anyone to ask me about that. Like, these are the type of questions that I and other hijabis want people to ask us. Thank you for tuning in and spending this time listening to this episode. If you could take 1 second to support this podcast by sharing it and leaving an honest review, it would mean so much to me and help us to reach many different audiences to spread our stories about the hijab. Let me know what you thought about this episode and tell me what you want to hear more of. Until next time, never forget the power of being a hijabi.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win. And support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Thanks for reaching the end of the episode. We hope you learned something new about the women who wear the hijab. You can watch the recorded video of this episode on YouTube at Journal Hijabi. And be sure to follow our Instagram at Journal Hijabi to stay updated on all things hijabi and help spread our stories. Until next time, never forget the power of being a hijabi.